you out. I heard the other day there was a debate going on. Somebody told me about it. I didn't read it. I didn't want to read it. I didn't want to get in the comments because I thought, oh, Lord Jesus. Can the devil be saved? Somebody said. Well, I believe mercy and grace and compassion is for everybody. It is us. Humans. Humans is grace, mercy, compassion, and love and who Jesus died for. The devil's the reason Jesus had to come and die. No, he can't be saved. He is nothing but pure evil. Pure evil exists in him. No love exists in him except for the love to take you where he's going. That's the only love he has. That's the only thing that satisfies him is if he takes you where he's getting ready to go. That's it. No, Satan can't be saved. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Where's love in that? You know, people, I don't understand sometimes, but we need to declare his goodness. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the people that wait upon the Lord. What happens when you wait? Because half of our life, what do we do spending? Waiting. We spend our time waiting. I know a lady that I went to Bible college with back, I got to think, because the years and days, and had to be in the 90s, late 90s, or mid-90s, heard a word from the Lord saying that she was, and saw a vision of her preaching a crusade. That just got fulfilled 2 weeks ago. She just stood on a stage and preached a crusade, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. You all know her, Trisha Fissel. She stayed faithful. She stayed seeking after the Lord. She didn't give up when there was no manifestation of it. We've gone across in Africa before, and we did get to preach to people, but it wasn't a crusade. And if you've ever been over there, I don't even know if there's anybody in here that's been over with us or has been over with them, I should say. But you can't, as far as your eye can see, you're up on a stage that's way higher than this, and you can see for miles and miles and miles, and all you see is bodies and bodies and bodies of people. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. So it's definitely different than preaching in a church service. And so her fulfillment came because she waited the proper way. She didn't wait the way that we do. I'm guilty. I'm not going to lie. There's some things that I'm thinking, God, when's it going to get here? And complained and got frustrated. And is it really going to come? Are we really supposed to do this? Or then you start questioning yourself. And we talked about that with the building the last time I preached. questions upon questions came, you know, waiting on us to build this building for my own self, making sure, checking my own heart and checking to say, God, did we miss it? Did we miss the vision? Did we buy the wrong land? Did we do this? Did we do that? Like, that's good, though. It's always good to examine yourself and make sure you're right where God wants you to be. But the other part's not good. Waiting is not waiting in disgust and disbelief. Waiting is waiting, saying, God's going to do it, and I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to bring me through the season, or I know that he said that this